Nervous anticipation mounts as Haiti heads towards Sunday's presidential elections. The leader of the largest Cuban exile group in America says Castro's rule will face its sternest test in 1991. And the sound of a gunshot spreads momentary panic once again in Trinidad's Red House. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There was a funeral in Haiti today for the seven people killed during the December 5th attack on a rally staged by presidential candidate Father Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Correspondent Michael Norton was at the funeral service.
Reverend Jean-Bertrand Aristide, leading a congregation of 1,500 mourners in the national anthem after he spoke briefly to them, saying, "We must take heart, we must organize this time for life."
Michael, was there any sign of the trouble that had been feared at this funeral service?
One small incident, one minor incident, just before the funeral service, members of the crowd recognized the Tonton Macoute and handed him over to the police. I've just had reports that he was armed with a .45 and had a radio transmitter in his hand. That is the only incident.
Of course, yesterday, Father Aristide was whisked away in a private jet to meet with the Venezuelan president. Any indication of what they spoke about?
It was a sign of solidarity.